I want to welcome you this morning, this afternoon, I guess. Time passes quickly on a day like today. I want to welcome you on behalf of the Sycamore Church family. I also want to welcome you on behalf of Dane and Kathy's families. Most of us have been family at one point, still are God's family, and we will be for a long time, forever. Kathy's life was a translation of the message of Jesus, and to speak of her is to proclaim Jesus. I believe that. I think that's why we're here. So, with that, Kathy Smith Moore, 52, of Savannah, Georgia, died unexpectedly on Sunday, March 1st, 2020, at her home. She was born on June 19th, 1967, in Madisonville, Kentucky, to Kay Foster Smith and the late Billie Jean Smith. Kathy was a beloved wife, a devoted daughter, sister, faithful servant of Jesus. Above all, she was an amazing and proud mother to her son, Cameron. Kathy was an avid reader, tailor, crafter, an all-around handy person, which she inherited from her beloved father. She never met a stranger or anyone else she wasn't willing to help. Before I go on to her business, I got to say, and she parented about half of everybody in this room, including Dane. Kathy was formerly a medical transcriptionist in the pathology department at St. Joseph Candler Health System. She also served as an executive assistant at Gulfstream Aerospace and Optum Orthopedics. Most recently, Kathy worked in customer service at Keene Transport. Kathy leaves behind her husband of almost 29 years, Dane Moore, her son, Cameron Moore, both of Savannah, her mother, Kay Smith, her brother, Craig, and his wife, Shannon Smith, two nephews, Max and Sam Smith, one niece, Lucy Smith, all of Owensboro, Kentucky, her in-laws, Pat and Joe of Savannah, aunts, uncles, numerous close cousins, and of course, those that I referred to earlier, church friends who were truly her second family. I want to read a couple of passages. Whenever we're in times like this, Scripture speaks to us. So I ask that you stay open, and you let these speak to your heart today. Jesus said in John chapter 14, verses 1 through 4, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I'm going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you may also be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going." You know the way. That's why we're here. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, triumphant passage, verses 50 through 58. Paul wrote to the Corinthians, "I declare to you, brothers and sisters, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed in a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. For the perishable must clothe itself with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality. And when the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality, then the saying will come true, death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain." And that is what we celebrate as we pray today, because we saw it in Kathy's life. Would you pray with me? Father, we come before you today, struggling for words, wrestling with emotions. Lord, not because we are sad in that we know that her presence with you right now is glorious, but we are sad because we miss her in the time that we are left. So, Lord, We look forward to the day when we know you'll return and we will all be together. And Lord, the gathering that we have today is just a pittance of what it will be like when we see all the stories that you show us that have crossed paths, whose lives have blessed us and that we have blessed. And Lord, we get to celebrate folks like Kathy Smith Moore together. We praise your name, we bless you, and we gather in Jesus' name. Amen.
Trumpet call, lift your voice, it's the year of Jubilee. And out of Zion's hill, salvation comes. Thank you.
Jehovah. There is no God like 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 Jehovah.
Of Cameron and I, thank you. If you wonder the impact that one life can make, then you need to turn around and look around. And this isn't all. Faithful, strong, persevering, tender. Gentle, caring. See in others what they cannot see in themselves. Follow through to the end. Those are just some of the words that describe my wife. Cameron has a big job on his hands because sometimes when Kathy would come home from work at the end of the day, she'd look at me and say, "Is that what you wore today?" And I would say, "Yeah, why?" Never mind. I'm just going to read you something. His camera said I wouldn't be able to talk. And then I'm just going to tell you quick story. First, on the way over here, Cameron and I took a little bit different approach. We listened to some of her favorite songs. We listened to one of her favorite songs from the movie Dirty Dancing. We listened to one of her favorite songs from Grease. We listened to one of her favorite songs by the band Alabama, and it's actually one of my favorites. And I know most of you in this room are going, What's the state of Alabama got to do with anything? I'm talking about the group. There's a song they had, or they have, called She and I. It's perfect. Where's Mary McCoy? Raise your hand, Mary. I'm not going to try to embarrass you too much. Where's Mary? Mary? The lady that's raised her hand back there a few years ago when Kathy worked at St. Joseph's Hospital. Mary nominated her for an award called the Macaulay Award. And Mary wrote a letter about my wife, and I thought then, and I think now, it embodies her for input. Kathy Moore is an energetic, ever positive and caring co-worker who possesses a servant's heart. This is why I am nominated her for this award. Kathy always seems to know when and how to help others, and she does so with a cheerful attitude. The upbeat attitude is so appreciated when the workday grows long and stressful. When others around her lose that caring, careful spirit so valuable in healthcare, Kathy remains calm and smiling, rising to the demands and always looking for better ways to get the job done. She's a self-starter, knowing when something needs doing and taking ownership of the process as if it were taking care of family or friends. She interacts well with everyone from patients and their families to nurses, lab techs, and doctors. Kathy goes above and beyond her basic responsibilities to help out when others are down. Kathy has assumed responsibility in various ways. She always seems to be on call. Any of y'all ever called her? With a question? Responding as needs arose. Outside work, Kathy volunteers with the youth and church and very involved with it. She embodies the spirit of Catherine McCauley. She is part of a life group leadership, and she is faithful. She is an inspiration to others, to her co-workers, to her family, and her friends. One life does make an impact. Most of you in this room know that Kathy and I were high school sweethearts. I started dating her when I was a freshman. She is a cougar. That would mean she's a lot older than me. She got her claws in me and she couldn't let go. I was a freshman. She was a junior in high school. We started dating. We've been together ever since. But God, I believe, had something He wanted to impress upon us early, that how important it was for us to never lose sight. And that is, my senior year of high school, my father got a job in Florida, and I had to move. We moved from Kentucky to Florida, and Kathy stayed in Kentucky. And there's two things about that event I want you to take to heart. On the way over here, we also listened to another song by a great band from the 80s. Called Cool in the Gang. I'm cool and he's the gang. Called Cherish. We decided when we knew that I would be moving in months, because it didn't happen instantly, that I would be moving in a few months. I said, that's our song. You cherish the moments. But we also come up with another thing, that we would never tell each other goodbye. So I moved to Florida in 1986. We were not in the same city, much less the same state, till we were married March 30th, 1991. She moved to be in Savannah with me. So for over 4 years, we were apart by states and miles and distance. And I know for some of you in this room, it's hard to understand what I'm getting ready to say. We had to pick up this thing called a telephone and dial this thing, and had a cord, and it did this. And we had a set time to call each other, about 9 o'clock. I just like looking at you, because you are to me today. She is in you through her impact, her caring. So until we got married in March 30th, 1991, moved to Savannah, we were apart that whole time. And until this moment, except by maybe an accident, I never told her goodbye, and she never told me goodbye. I would encourage you today to understand something. What you hear today, what you saw in Kathy, those are not something to conjure up, something to make us feel better. It's because of who we serve that we are better. So today, I love her and she loves me. And I will see her later.
Family, let me thank all of you for being here, but most of all for your prayers over the last several days. We cannot measure the impact of those prayers. And we're counting on them from here on in, the next days, weeks, months to come. When you think about this family, we go before the Lord and ask Him to bring comfort and peace. We've been able to see the body of Christ at work over the last several days in a very unique way, as the body is just surrounded and has come together and has knit our hearts. And there are times when we've not been able to tell where earth left off and heaven began, because of the thickness of the presence and the power of God Himself, the same God who is here right now. I don't know what your relationship is with God as you stand here today, and some of you, how you knew Kathy and all, but that something from elsewhere that you feel right now, it is. He is God Himself who is here with us, bringing His comfort to bear upon us. It was almost 27 years ago when a good-looking young couple came walking into the Baptist Student Union building at Armstrong State College. From that day until now, we have been together. And I thank God for this family. We have laughed together. We have cried together. We have been up. We have been down. We've been all around. We've been all over the world. And God has been with us, just like He is with us right now. I want to read to you the last part of the 31st chapter of Proverbs from New Living Version. Its subtitle in many Bibles is The Virtuous Woman. I want to read this, and then I'm going to walk back through it very quickly. But I want you to think about Kathy Smith Moore, okay? Who can find a virtuous and capable wife? She is more precious than rubies. Her husband can trust her, and she will greatly enrich his life. She brings him good and not harm all the days of her life. She finds wool and flax and busily spins it. She's like a merchant ship bringing her food from afar. She gets up before dawn to prepare breakfast for her household and plan the day's work for her servant girls. She goes to inspect the field and she buys it. With her earnings, she plants a vineyard. She is energetic and strong, a hard worker. She makes sure her dealings are profitable. Her lamp burns late into the night. Her hands are busy spinning thread, her fingers twisting fiber. She extends a helping hand to the poor and opens her arms to the needy. She has no fear of winter or for her household, for everyone has warm clothing. She makes her own bedspreads. She dresses in fine linen and purple gowns. Her husband is well known in the city gates, where he sits with the other civic leaders. She makes belted linen garments and sashes to sell to the servants. She is clothed with strength and dignity, and she laughs without fear of the future. When she speaks her words are wise, and she gives instructions with kindness. She carefully watches everything in her household and suffers nothing from laziness. Her children stand and bless her. Her husband praises her. There are many virtuous and capable women in the world, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive. Beauty does not last, but a woman who fears the Lord will be greatly praised. Reward her for all she has done. Let her deeds publicly declare her praise. Would you join me as we pray together? Lord, I ask you now that you will bless the reading of your word and you'll bring your comfort as we share this word with one another. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Our desire here today is to lift up Jesus. As we walk back through this passage, I want you to see Kathy's life as a very reflection of the presence and power of God. You know, that's one of the things God calls us to be, is to be a luminary. Like, not like the sun, but like the moon. The moon reflects light. Doesn't have light of its own. It reflects light that it gets from somewhere else, i.e. the sun. That's what He's called us to be, luminaries, to reflect the light of the sun, the S-O-N. That's what Kathy's life was. So hear this last part of Proverbs 31. Just so happens to have 31 verses. And think of Kathy and all that God did through her life. Who can find a virtuous or capable woman? It's one word in Hebrew. It means strength, efficiency, wealth, ability. A force like an army. Does that witness to you? She's more precious than rubies. How valuable were rubies in that day? Very valuable and very rare. Kathy, a rare gem in our presence. Her husband can trust her, and she will greatly enrich his life. Can I get a witness on that? Best thing about Dane is what? When you say Dane, what do you have to say? It's like peas and carrots. He's never had to look back to check. Never. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. What's always been her motivation? The greater good. She finds wool and flax and busily spins it. That garage is full of her tools. Not too many when you go out to dinner together and other women talk about things. Kathy and I are talking about the latest sawdust we made. All these tools and all the other things she's made. I mean, this room right here, we'll get to that in a minute. She's like a merchant ship bringing food from afar. She's gone to great lengths to prepare for people that she loves, people that are in her life. Look at all the things. How many of you have something that Kathy either helped you make or helped you do in your life? Would you put your hand up, please? Okay, there you go. Case made. She plans the day for everyone in the household. Can I get a witness on that? She brought to me when we were redoing these facilities here. She and Becky had worked out this spreadsheet of all the things and the assignments of everybody and the people that we thought could do those things. It's wonderful. She inspects the field and she buys it. She's always investing her gifts and her graces all the time. If you went to the bathroom today, Kathy did those bathrooms. Her hands are busy. Perpetual motion. Don't get in her way. She extends a helping hand to the poor. How many of you has she helped? Lord, she might... My own daughter, you know, getting ready to be married back in 2012, the zipper breaks on her when she's putting on her wedding gown. What does Kathy do? She sews Megan into her wedding gown. And then gets my son-in-law aside and tells him how to get her out of it. She was thinking about everybody. She prepares for winter. She is prepared for those who are dear to her. She makes her own bedspreads, dresses in fine linen and purple gowns. Look at all the things she's made. Go into that house. I mean, walk around here, the things that she has done. I mean, she's done electrical work. She's painted. She's been up on scaffolding. The bathroom, as I said, the flooring, you name it. Her husband is well known in the gates. Her life is always reflected on Dane. Because truly, when God brought them together, the two became one. She makes belted linen garments and sashes to sell. Her industry is beyond count. She's clothed with strength and dignity. She laughs without fear of the future. Her virtues were her clothing. When she speaks the words of the wise. How many times, Ephesians 4:15, has she spoken the truth in love to many of us in this room? She carefully watches over everything in the household. She doesn't suffer from laziness. She's always making a home. If it's on Sagebrush, making a home. If it's on 52nd Street, making a home. If it's 2031, where we're going to be moving to out to the hub in Georgetown, making a home. Wherever it was. If it's an elementary school or a storefront or all the different places the Sycamore Church has gypsied around to, making a home and making the best of it, always. Her children stand and bless her. I want all of you that have spent an evening, a night, or time at the Moore home to stand up, please. Need I say more? You may be seated. Some of you stayed too long. But you never heard them say, we better go to bed. These people might want to go home. They welcomed you. How many times kids show up in the middle of the night? Hey, just thought we'd come hang out with you. No, you weren't doing anything. Peas and carrots. Because you see, you can't do it one without the other. It took a team. What'd you say, James? If Mary and Martha had a baby, it would have been Kathy. That's pretty good. Cameron praises her. Would open her veins for him. Loved him like no other in the earth. Her husband praises her. No greater friend, confidant. Encourager, helpmate, you fill in the blank. Verse 29 says, there are many virtuous and capable women. Well, the New Living took a little liberty. It's actually one word there. It's the word daughters. There are many daughters. She's a twofold daughter. Daughter of her heavenly Father. That she now is with. Click, click, it happened Sunday, sometime early Sunday morning. Absent from the body, present with the Lord. Just like that. The Lord translated her fully into His presence. But she had an earthly dad too, that she lost several years ago. And according to the Bible, she has now had happy reunion with him. In the story of David, when he loses his little son, son's sick, he won't eat anything, won't bathe, he's by his side, he's praying. And finally, the child dies. He calls them for food and calls for his servants to come help him bathe. He's king of Israel. And they asked him, why the change? He said, My son who is gone is not coming back to me, but one day I'm going to be with him. And see, that's the promise that all of us who have Jesus in our lives have. That's what this is about. We are sad today, but we are not sad for Kathy. Not one of us would drag her back from the presence of God and being in His presence today. But every one of us that has accepted Jesus Christ into His life has the promise of happy reunion one day. The hope we have, the New Testament talks about hope. It's not a maybe. It's a sure thing, this hope in Jesus. And it's real. It's as palpable as what you feel in this room right now. The unseen presence of the very presence of Jesus, the Spirit of Jesus Himself, who is the Holy Spirit, who is here right now. He is here and He is not silent. He is speaking through my voice, through the songs that we have sung, through our very presence. He is here. She has had reunion. Writer of the Proverbs goes on to say about this woman, but you surpass all of them. And we would have to say that. Kathy now has union with both her dads. Charm is deceptive. Beauty does not last. But a woman who fears the Lord will be greatly praised. Kathy was a beautiful woman on the outside and on the inside. He ends it with a sort of prayer. Reward her for all she has done and let her deeds publicly declare her praise. She has gone home to be with the Lord. Her deeds describe who she was, her life, where her trust was, who she loved and who she was loved by, and most of all, where she was headed. Years ago, when we were still meeting at the elementary school in Georgetown, we had put together the sermon series on marriage. I forget who was up to preach that day, but the sermon title was What Wives Wish Their Husbands Knew About Women. And Kathy had me and Dane, I think Larry Boy was there, and we were standing there in the cafeteria there before the service, and she came up. She had the smirk on her face, and she said, I can't wait to hear what y'all are going to teach us today. I'll never forget that. It's kind of intimidating. During the great flood, they had several floods at their house, but during one of them, she was working at Candler, and she called me up. She said, I won't be able to get my car into the neighborhood. I had this big old truck. She said, will you come pick me up? Because Dane needs my help now. So, of course, I picked her up. She's dressed to the nines, but, I mean, she jumped out of that truck. We had to go through deep water. Oh, the fun we had. She has now joined the cloud of witnesses. She is going to be with the Lord. And as I said, all of us who know Him, one day will have happy reunion with Him and with our loved ones, i.e. Kathy. She, being dead, yet speaketh. During the reign of Hezekiah, who was the king of Judah, the southern kingdom. This is after the northern kingdom of Israel had been carted off by the Assyrians. Sennacherib, a very powerful, vicious king of the Assyrians, sent his armies, and they showed up on the doorstep of Jerusalem. Sennacherib sent his representative. His title was the Rabshakeh. And he came with his threatening messages to taunting Yahweh, the God of Israel, and saying, I've destroyed all the gods of all these countries we've traveled through, and we're about to destroy you. Give it up. Open the gates. Isaiah gets a message from God. He comes to Hezekiah, the king, and Hezekiah takes this written message that from Sennacherib. He takes it into the temple and he lays it out before God. And he lays himself out before God. And he lays the nation out before God. God, we need you. He acts in faith. They prayed that night. Isaiah prophesied again. During the night, the angel of God paid a visit to the armies of Sennacherib. And the next morning, 185,000 Assyrian soldiers lay dead from the sword of the Lord. Sennacherib, with his tail tucked firmly between his legs, went back home. There, a couple of months later, in the temple of his god, Dagon, to be killed by his own son. I've always associated that biblical story with Luther's hymn. Would you hear it now as we close? Martin Luther, one of the founders of the Reformation. A mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing. Our helper, he amid the flood of mortal ills prevailing. For still our ancient foe doth seek to work us woe. His path, his craft and power are great, and armed with cruel hate, on earth is not his equal. We're not letting the enemy have a victory today. Did we in our own strength confide, our striving would be losing. We're not the right man on our side. The man of God's own choosing, Jesus. Dost ask who this may be? Christ Jesus it is he. Lord Sabaoth his name, from age to age the same. And he must win the battle. And though this world with devils filled should threaten to undo us, we will not fear, for God hath willed his truth to triumph through us. The prince of darkness grim, we tremble not for him. His rage we can endure, for lo, his doom is sure. One little word shall fell him. That word above all earthly powers, no thanks to them, abideth. The spirit and the gifts are ours through him who with us sideth. Let goods and kindred go, and this mortal life also. The body they may kill, God's truth abideth still. His kingdom is forever. And no, we don't say goodbye. We say, see you in a little while. We shall miss our sister. But we praise God that we know exactly where, but most of all, who she's with. When he comes back, she's going to be with him. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for the life of our sister. I thank you for all the answered prayer over the last days. And we trust you with all of it. I pray today for my brother Dane. I ask you that you would overcome him with your comfort, that he may feel and know the presence of God in a depth and breadth like he has never known before. I pray for my young brother Cameron, and I ask you, give him your peace today, the peace that passes understanding. Lord, thank you. Thank you. For Kay, for Craig and Shannon, for Joe and Pat and all the family, I ask you today, Lord, come by their side. May they know the presence of Emmanuel, God with us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Please stand.